why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about this dialogue between Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and one of his close companions by the name of Uthman ibn Sa'id. We went through the whole conversation and we are now, by the grace of Allah, at the last sentences of this dialogue. And so we find that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, he says that the people should know that the truth is by us and with us, and no one except us, the 12 imams, would claim that they are an imam, but that he or she would be a liar or a fabricator. None except us, the 12 divinely appointed imams, can claim thus, except that he or she be deviated. Therefore, what we have stated here should suffice for the people rather than seeking further clarifications. Rather than desiring more explanation and details, the people should rest content with this much, if Allah wills. And so here is the end of this long dialogue that was conducted and happened and occurred between Uthman ibn Sa'id and Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so here, of course, at the end of this conversation and dialogue, we find that, of course, Imam al-Mahdi is making it clear that there is no other Imam other than this 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And as His Eminence himself said, that he will bring forth clear signs and he will put forth truth in the most beautiful form, and there will be luminous signs that he will bring, and these beautiful evidences that he will bring to prove him being the 12th divinely appointed Imam. And so on the other hand, you know, over the course of history and perhaps even into the future, we will find that there will be false Mahdis, as there have been false Mahdis in the past. And so we have to be very careful. Again, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is giving us a forewarning. He is telling us that the people that claim to have this position or status are liars, they are fabricators, they are deviated, and that it is enough that we have these signs, or we know the signs, and we think clearly so that we are able to distinguish between right and wrong. And of course, we shouldn't be fooled by the false and fabricated lies and corruptions and deviations, excuse me, of these false messiahs and these false Mahdis. And of course, the closer we get to the reappearance of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, false messiahs will start to pop up left and right, and they will claim to be able to bring justice and peace to humanity. But just as any kind of creature or follower of falsehood, if one pays close enough attention, the signs of falsehood are very apparent in these individuals who will claim to be false messiahs. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Visiting the image of Imam al-Mahdi in the words of Hujjatul Islam, Fatimi Nia.
اگر خواستی جمال ببینی باید پاکیزه بشی. جمال دیدنم به این نیست برید ببینید. ممکن امام زمان سلام الله علیه از تو راضی شود در تو تصرف کند خودت هم متوجه نشی چیکار داری تو.
If you wish to have the privilege to see the image of Imam al-Mahdi, you have to be purified. To see his face does not mean to go somewhere and visit him. Some people are doing business, abusing some other people's beliefs and telling them that they can see Imam al-Mahdi. This is not something ordinary, and you can't visit his great personality by just reading some supplications. If Imam al-Mahdi decides to let you see him, he will make it happen. He is so generous, and we know this fact. Please pay attention to this fact, that it does not make any difference for the infallible Imams to be either present or in occultation. They would make it happen anyway.
دیدن جمال ولو در مرتبه ضعیف مرتبه ضعیفش این که حضرت راضی بشن دستت بگیرن بله هر شیعه باید یک نخی ازش به امام زمانش برسه.
Visiting the image and feeling the existence of Ahlul Bayt could take place in a lower level. If something happens for us, they will definitely take our hand in hardships. It is impossible that the progeny of Prophet Muhammad will not help us unless one of us has committed murder, has been cursed by his or her parents, or has quit saying his prayer. Now on this occasion, I'm going to say some prayers. As the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, have said, we will be happy in their happiness, and we will get sad in their sorrow. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, listen to these prayers. O God, please bless us all. My dear brothers and sisters, we will have the month of Ramadan ahead of us soon, and it is really important to be blessed before this month. O God, we hope that Imam al-Mahdi is satisfied with us.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.